Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello. Hello, hello, Kennedy.
Hi.
Hi.
Annie?
Oh, wait, I don't have Annie. Stand by. Try now, Annie.
Greetings.
There she is. Producer Dan.
What up?
Hello, hello. Welcome to the Unfiltered After Show podcast. Four topics. None of the others on the show know what each of us are going to bring. If you would please leave us a five-star review. We need your reviews. It is a goal of mine that we get to 100 reviews by the end of my goal, hope.
And then what happens?
Then I'll have a new goal.
I'm just trying to get one
goal. I was going to like set a time, like a date. Like, by this date, I just want to get to 100. I think that would be cool if we had 100 reviews on our iTunes podcast. And a lot of people are listening. We just take a few minutes.
Please.
A sentence or two, five stars, love you guys, you know, whatever. And thank you for that.
Help us keep our job. That'd be cool.
Yeah, exactly. Kennedy, you're always up first.
So I think I have morphed into a Stone Cold killer.
Oh.
Now, we know of my mice dramas.
Yes.
And the fact that I've got mice around the house in the basement. And I was concerned because I didn't want to have to kill them.
Yeah.
I wanted some kind of ethical way to exterminate them, at least just from my home.
Using mint and stuff to try to drive them out humanely.
I just, all of these things.
You're
thank
a caring
you,
and compassionate person that doesn't want to kill animals that you don't need to.
Then you realize after the nice Orkin man comes that you're going to have to. That's the only way that they'll go.
Yeah.
So I do that, and then I found the dead one, and then I had to take it out, and it was traumatic for me. Well, they were in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And so now I have no pity anymore.
No.
And so I brought traps upstairs to put in the places where I saw them recently. Mm-hmm. And then last night, because they still were empty,
yeah,
I went into my cabinet where I keep things, like pantry, right?
Sure.
And I bring out the liquid smoke, which makes everything taste delicious.
Oh.
And I put it on the beef jerky that's on the mousetrap.
Wow, you're up in your game.
Did it work?
Oh, I don't know yet because I just did it last night. Mm. No, it wasn't. There was nothing there this morning, but.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're coming out. They probably hear you leave.
Why don't you just get a cat?
Because I don't want a cat.
No.
I'm a dog. And I just feel like I've entered into a new level.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, they say once you get a taste for blood.
Yep. Get that first kill under your belt.
When I went in yesterday to take
Elvis
out.
So like I'm a 00 now, right?
Yeah. I like opened your garage door and I was like, shit, are they going to be in here? I was like looking around because I would have killed one for you. I mean, I don't like killing animals either, but
if saw a mouse, you'd have high stepped upstairs. You were killing nothing.
I'm really not scared of mice.
They're faster than you think.
Oh, so am I.
And usually you don't really see them. You just see the evidence.
Catch the tail.
You see evidence that they've been
scurrying
there.
Off.
Sure. Because like they were, like I had a bag of protein powder up on my counter.
Yeah.
And then I went to pick it up and like the bottom came out.
Oh, now you have extra strong mice that have been eating protein.
Right.
You remember Pizza Rat? Remember Pizza Rat in New York?
Yes.
Yeah.
That rat was just carrying a slice.
Yeah, but that's all in New York City. That was just one. But there's probably a bunch that just go and pull things. I just like that your rats or your mice, excuse me, are like The Rock, just like doing like Mark Wahlberg's workout routine in the morning.
As I was putting the liquid smoke on the Slim Jim, I said to myself, who are you? What have you become?
But it's different. Like, if you feel like they're all over your house. I just feel like
I don't want them in my kitchen.
I
they
know.
Were eating Elvis's treats. Like,
yeah, like
get out.
Stop.
I'm afraid that something might happen while I'm gone. Like, what if one of them, like, and Elvis get in a fight or something, or if he tries to eat one and then it bites him.
They're going
to
gang up on him?
No, I think just one on one it would be like,
Elvis isn't a fighter either, but I can kind of see him hitting
with
his paw.
Elvis would win. You realize
I don't think so.
You
Carson.
Think Elvis would lose to a mouse?
I think he's not a fighter. A.
Well, no, but he would playfully kill the thing.
Yes, but mice They'd have like, sharp teeth.
Even if they bite them once, they carry diseases that can be deadly
that,
to dogs.
That's why they have to go. So I'm sorry, guys, but I'm not the person you once knew. Mm. I'm a killer now.
Yes, you are. Carol Best.
Murderer.
Premeditated.
Out in the streets, they call it murder.
Welcome to Quincy.
I want to talk about Miley Cyrus.
All right.
I got an email yesterday from our digital department here at Mix 104.1, and they shared all these links of the interview being picked up around the country and around other countries.
Canada, shout out.
Canada loves our content.
They do.
Canada loves our content. And, you know, the thing, and I guess I didn't really notice it when we were doing the interview, but one of the things that became like the headline for every story was when Annie asked about, you know, having a voice to speak for people who don't have a voice. And Miley talked about that performance in 2013 at the VMAs, mm-hmm. where she came out dressed as a half-naked teddy bear. And she said, you know, I was just doing what I think every college kid was doing at a...
She was like 22 years old. She didn't care.
Right. But I'm just wondering now that the interview is over, we didn't really talk about it that much, just about the whole process of doing the interview. So what you don't know is we get the information to do the interview. And the first time was supposed to be what time, Annie?
The first, it was 2:05. And then you had shooed me a text and you said, okay, they pushed it to 2:40. And then you're like, okay, we're going back to like 2:20. And then she didn't end up coming on to probably like 3:15, 3:20.
They changed the interview 4, 5, 6 times.
She's a star.
Oh, absolutely. I'm on Miley time. I didn't care. Like, whatever she needed.
I was a little bothered by it. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's frustrating. We're all professionals when you say something.
Right.
You do it.
Yeah. Just like, so, and because there's a lot of channels that it has to go through for this to happen. So when you just don't show for the interview or, you know, an hour before they text you and go, hey, we're going to move it by 45 minutes, and then you adjust your life by 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's not like it's 9 o'clock in the morning and we're doing the show. This is now 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm sitting at my house. I have to tell my son, no, he can't do this, he can't do that, because I'm trying to clear out for everybody.
Because you're in his room.
Right.
It's true.
And so it really was a little bit annoying. You know, and I don't know whose fault it was. It doesn't really matter.
Exactly why this happened.
Why?
That setup with the chair and the lighting and all that. I'm telling you that was it. Because it was so staged. It was so unlike any Zoom chat you guys have ever had with anybody.
Right.
You know, usually it's just, you know, Kelly Clarkson was sitting in a chair in Montana somewhere.
Right.
You know what I mean? But this was very staged. It was very professional. There was lighting. It was perfect.
But just be on
telling
time.
You that was it.
But just quit changing it on me. You know, so at 2:40, so they tell us like 2:45. And then they say, oh, well, she's late, and I'm going to just text you 10 minutes out. That was the last message we got.
Mm-hmm.
Life happens, Maine. What you going to do?
Well,
she did 3 interviews that day.
Right.
I feel like we're very lucky. We're very blessed.
I am appreciative, but and also on the other hand, like, if I just text... Like, I would have gotten fired if I did that, right?
You're not Miley Cyrus.
But you know what? That doesn't give you an excuse. It doesn't.
And I don't want to, I mean, I know I'm obviously going to stick up for her because I'm a Miley apologist,
right.
But
I don't even know if it was her fault.
I don't feel like it was her fault.
Right.
I just feel like there's so much with, like, management, and there's so many moving parts, like you were saying. Like,
sometimes.
But what you don't know is the next day it happened again. So I did an interview, and we haven't even aired the interview yet. We haven't even talked about it. But you saw me run out of here because I realized I was at work and I didn't have a computer that had a camera on.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, crap, none of this radio station computers have cameras. I need to haul butt home. So I flew home in 20 minutes. I call my wife ahead of time. I have her clear out my son's room, set up my computer, set up my microphone, because these are all now happening at weird times. We're trying to be accommodating to the mm-hmm. artists. So I run. I get home. I fire up my, you know, or she, Lan has already done it all for me. I'm sitting at the desk, and I am now waiting. And I'm waiting, and I'm waiting, and I'm waiting, and I'm waiting, and I wait about, you know. So what's acceptable to wait now, right? 15 minutes, 20 minutes. So then
you didn't hear back from them?
Heard from nobody.
Did you call them?
So then I finally, after like 15 or 20 minutes, I send an email and say, hey, I'm not trying to, you know, get anybody in trouble, but the artist is not here. Is there something wrong with the Zoom thing?
Right.
Did I do something wrong? And then like 10 or 15 minutes later, I get an email back saying, oh, well, somebody did something wrong. They thought it was 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Look, I've forgotten so many things. I've forgotten how many things I've forgotten. You know what I mean?
Right.
I certainly have done this before.
Yeah, yeah. I did it today. I made a mistake. I double booked a dentist appointment.
Go.
I get it. But don't just like own it and let me know and let's move on. Just like, oh my gosh.
They did. They said they forgot.
Yeah, I guess.
Right.
I mean, I know it's tough because like you said, like it's not like it's happening when we're in the office at work and stuff. But I just feel like everybody's trying to figure out the Zoom, the technology of it all. Everyone's a different time zone.
I
just think that this stuff is going to happen.
I appreciate the interview and I thought she was fantastic. I'm glad it was a good interview. I'd have been really angry if we got like a crappy interview.
I don't know how you
should get a bad
interview.
She doesn't give crappy interviews.
She really did a good job.
She is a remarkable force of nature.
I appreciated her coming on the show again. So that's all I had. Annie, what you got?
I want to talk about the movies because I miss it so much.
All right.
All I want to do is go to the movies and sit and have a popcorn and a small Sprite and see a new movie, probably a rom-com because that's my favorite.
Well, you can do it. The movie theaters are open.
Sure are.
You just have to.
They're not serving concessions. And my favorite thing to do is get popcorn at the movies.
Well, you can get popcorn before you
it
go.
It doesn't taste
not
the same.
The same.
I don't want to sit in a movie theater with a mask on for 2.5 hours either. It's just
you don't
not
have
the
to
same.
Wear a mask when you're in your chair.
Yeah, you don't if when you're like
it's
in
like
the
being
thing,
in a
whatever.
Restaurant. I think.
Yeah, once you sit down, you can take your mask off.
And the only new movie out is Tenet, and I'm sure it's great because Christopher Nolan's dope.
I
want
to go see it.
But I think I'm just going to be so confused, and I don't know if I want to go into a movie.
So you need a rom-com coming your way.
I need just a fluff, maybe a fluff
good
for
enough.
My first time, you know? But I want to know you guys' favorite movie experience that you saw in the theaters, and then your least favorite movie, like if you walked out of a theater before.
Oh, sure. Yep.
Okay.
Holy
what
do you got?
I'll go first. I have two. My favorite IMAX experience, I saw Avatar with my brother and my dad, and I was bawling my eyes out. I've never been so just enthralled by a movie before. It was beautiful, magnificent, just everything about it. And then I saw the Dark Knight in a Batman suit at midnight, and it was incredible. I walked out of the movies twice. I think I walked out during The Nutty Professor. I thought that movie was, it just really was bothering me. I don't know why.
Because it's a terrible movie.
Yeah, and then I walked out, it was a Ricky Gervais movie. I want to say it was like The Invention of Lying or something. Ricky Gervais is the most insufferable human being on this planet.
I cannot stand
him. I don't think he's funny at all. I think he's mean, and I just want to bank him on his stupid forehead. And I watched.
He would
out
appreciate that take, though. I think.
Yeah,
that's his whole brand.
Mm-hmm. Right, it's annoying. You're annoying.
He's like, did I annoy you? I didn't. Let me annoy you some more.
So a couple of movie experiences that stand out in my head. There are. There's one. My mother took me to see a movie when I was probably Barrett's age, called All the King's Men, I think, and it was a story about a newspaper reporter in the 70s. Robert Redford, Paul Newman.
Wasn't that about?
It might have been about. I can't even remember.
Yeah.
But you look up the year that movie came out. All the King's Men. What year is that?
Hold please. Oh no, that's not it.
I think that's what it was. All the King's Men. But anyway, I remember my mother taking me to this movie, and I was just like, what am I doing here? I'm probably not old enough to be watching this. It still stands out to this day. The other one I remember is taking Barrett to see the Captain America Iron Man movie.
All the President's Men.
All the President's Men. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, it was about Bob Woodward, the guy that just wrote the book.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So what year? Does it say what year that is?
76.
76. So I was born in 60. I was 8 years old. Was that movie rated?
She was trying to give you an insight into the political system.
Yeah.
Don't hate that.
8 years old. Oh, come on, Barrett. So
it's before there were rating systems. I don't know, Carson.
Oh, that's funny.
Wow.
It was in black and white. We rode horseback to get there.
It cost a nickel for a sarsaparilla.
I had a sarsaparilla, yeah, as a matter of fact. So Barrett and I went to see... the one where they fight each other, Iron Man and Captain America. Civil War. And Barrett cried.
Oh.
Barrett cried when they started beating each other up. And he was like, Dad, I thought they were best friends. And I'm like, they are best friends. He's like, well, then why are they fighting? Like, this is during the movie.
You're like, shh.
I'd be like, someday, son, you two will fist fight your best friend.
Yeah.
Bingo.
Part of growing up.
And he's like, well, who's right? And I'm like, That's the thing.
That's a loaded question, bro. Also, stop talking during the movie. I'll tell you afterwards.
I mean, I'm like in tears, and he's in tears.
Anyway. I'd have been like, stop crying. You're embarrassing me.
Get it together.
You want me to tell a man up, Dan? Is that what you wanted me to say?
Yes.
Is Iron Man crying right now?
Have you ever walked out of the theaters?
Shove your mental health down your gullet, son. No. Have I walked out of a theater?
No.
I don't think so.
So I walked out of Platoon.
Oh, I love that.
Platoon's so good.
It was just really violent, and I just unnecessary. So I walked out. And you know how there's some movie theaters that are like art house movie theaters?
Yeah.
So my mother and I used to go into Chicago for like mother-daughter stuff, and she took me to see Princes Under the Cherry Moon, which is perhaps one of the worst movies ever made. However, it was Prince.
Yeah.
I was in the big city of Chicago at all of 14 years old.
Of course.
And just felt... I felt so grown up at that moment. So that is one of my favorite
memories
of all time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Daniel?
It's a terrible movie, though.
The one that immediately stuck out to me isn't like the quality of the movies, but it's when you get the whole theater to yourself.
Mm, yeah.
That's fun.
Because I remember I was like 7, and I got to skip school, and my mom took me to see Muppet Treasure Island. And it was like 1996, and it was the middle of the day and like a Wednesday.
Right.
So we walked in, and the whole theater was empty but us.
Oh, that's
you know,
awesome.
Dan, now that you do what you do for a living, you can do that whenever you want.
And I was like, oh my. I was like, I can sit anywhere. I can run up and down. I can throw popcorn at the screen. This is my kingdom. And it still sticks out to me because I didn't even know they would play the movie if you were the only one in there.
Right? Thought you had to be full.
It blew my little 7-year-old mind.
You just reminded me of another one. My mom took me to a movie, and it was Labor Day weekend before my freshman year in high school. And we went to the mall, and she dropped all the money on my new school outfits. I got like a new pair of Vans, some new jeans, new shirts, like new, you know, I was a surfer kid. So it was like all OP. I remember she dropped like $300 on clothes that day. And then she took me to the movies and we went out to eat in the mall. I mean, I was just like, right? This was
it. You were living the good life.
I was living, started school on Tuesday, Labor Day. It was like Labor Day weekend shopping. And we went to the movies and then we went and ate. And then we get in the car, we go home and we get home. And I realize I left the bags of clothes in the movie theater.
Oh, my God.
And so my mom calls the movie theater, and the clothes were gone. We never found them. She never, like, repurchased them.
But Miley Cyrus was late for an interview, so.
What? Kennedy.
Some kid in 1975 was dressing real good.
I was going to say.
He had some dope pink and purple Vans.
That's tough. That's a tough blow.
Producer Dan, what you got?
Yeah, so I've had this idea for a bit, or not really a bit, kicking around in my head for like months. And I figured I would just
be a question.
Can't beat Dan.
Can't defeat Dan.
But I would just figure I'd pitch it to you guys live on the Unfiltered After Show. And if you like it, we'll figure some way to use it. And if you don't like it, you can make fun of me and we'll never talk about it again.
That's amazing.
So that's my move. Live pitch.
Okay.
We're waiting.
Oh, cool.
Long time to get there.
You're a great. You
too long, didn't read.
You guys are mean.
TLDR.
You're just taking a minute. Let's
all right. So October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, as you guys know. And I've never talked about it on the air, but my mother had breast cancer when I was in my early 20s. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty advanced. She had to go through chemo and radiation and get a double mastectomy. Mm-hmm. I grew my hair out for locks of love. I had hair down to my ass when I was in my early 20s.
Yes, pictures.
Oh, I got rid of them all. Don't even ask.
Come on.
They're gone.
Boo.
But I remember I was driving her. I drove her to all her radiations because I was unemployed at the time. So I was available to be her chauffeur.
Nice.
Love that.
So it means a lot to me. And I was thinking maybe if we could do something for Breast Cancer Awareness Month, if we could maybe raise money for a cause. And I would like to, if we get to a certain goal, I would dye my hair pink and maybe the beard live on the air for the entire month of October.
That's not bad. That's not bad. I love the idea of why you want to do it. That is huge. The dyeing the hair pink. I think
that's amazing. Dan Breslin walking around with pink hair.
For a whole month.
Dan Breslin doesn't do pink
anything.
Oh, for
a month?
Yeah, for the whole month of October.
Oh, then I'm in. I thought you were just talking like a one day.
No,
for the whole month.
You can't dye it for only one day. It's permanent.
Well, I don't know.
That man doesn't half-ass anything.
I don't have
over
hair.
There.
I don't know what you can dye and how
you
long.
You have a wife.
I want a hot pink beard on Dan Bresen more than I want to breathe.
I would go hair for one goal and then the beard as a combo for a different goal.
Come on, I want a two for one.
It's fine.
Yeah, the beard. When have I ever shaved?
I guess
the
hair
off?
You can shave.
What
off
is
too.
The what is the number though?
I have not fleshed it all out. This was just the first time I'm bringing it to you guys.
Well, Kennedy got a mohawk for like 10,000, right?
Sure did.
You ate a spicy chip for 10,000.
Yeah, I ate a spicy chip for 10,000.
And projectile vomited. That
I feel
was
like 10,000.
So I say 10 large is it.
That's fair to me. I would do it for 10. I would do my hair and the beard for 10.
Right.
Okay, but let me go talk to the bosses and the lawyers.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, you know, you know, they're big fans of us on this show. The way we just go all willy-nilly.
I love the idea, but if we start now, I should be able to get it done by October.
That's why I figured I'd bring it up before we got to too close.
Yes.
So you will, just to clarify, you will dye your hair and your beard pink, and you will keep it for the entire month of October.
Well, okay, wait. How many days? Like, so we would do this at the end of September?
You would do
pay
the first
it off in the beginning of October?
Yeah. You'd have to.
Because, I mean, that's 2 weeks away.
Oh.
So, we would have to start it the last.
Well, how about this?
Well, we could do the last 2 weeks.
Whatever day we figure it out, 30 days from after that is how long you keep it. Yeah?
Sure.
Halloween is coming. You can work it into a costume.
I feel like the hair wouldn't bother me too much. The bright pink beard might look very
that's
weird.
Why I want it. I want it.
Well, that's
yeah.
But that's what makes that's, the one that's what makes it good, Dan.
That's the one that makes me uncomfortable.
That's what makes it good.
I'm just going to be honest, though. I mean, I think we would get to 10,000 in one day. So if we did it on October 1st,
all right.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure, I do, too.
Yeah,
I do, too.
I think we'd get it pretty quickly. Mm. I mean, we got $3,000 to give to a server.
So we need to find someone to do
hour.
The dyeing.
I'm sure I have someone.
Yep.
I know they wouldn't be able to come in here, though, right?
No, you'd have to go there. But we could do that. That's not a problem.
I have a girlfriend that could absolutely do it, for sure.
I could do it for you.
Do it
that'd be
parking
better.
Lot.
We should do it in here.
No.
Yeah, we should do it. What is this professional stuff?
Because I want it to last for 30 days. If you do it unprofessionally, it will be gone in 2 days,
yeah, you
Carson.
You got to bleach it because Dan's hair is dark.
Oh. He's going to have to shave it all off and start over once we're done.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Because you have to bleach the color out and then put the pink in.
Yes.
It's a Carson, trust the process.
All right. Philadelphia, that worked for them. Worked for the Sixers, didn't it? Process.
Joel Embiid is so bored right now.
Joel Embiid has really good Twitters.
Joel Embiid is
he is a troll.
Hysterical.
He is a troll.
He's worse than Carson on the Twitter machine.
He is.
Oh, Dan, I'm hyped now.
I like it. We need a name. That's going to take us a minute. All right, everybody noodle on it.
Okay.
Come back tomorrow. News team assemble.
We love noodling.
We don't have to do it right now.
All I could think of is dirty jokes. That's not a good name.
No.
Can't do dirty jokes.
Yeah. It's a good cause, Dan. Don't go sullying your good idea.
That's what I do.
For a second, I thought you were in a Panthers hat. I was like, what the heck is happening right now?
No.
That black on black, you see his hat?
Do you know him? Yeah.
I know.
Everyone in the greater Boston area has a black on black Pats hat.
If Dan ever walked in the building in a sports something from any other team in the whole wide earth, I don't know what I'd do with myself.
I don't even own anything.
We'd kick him out.
Boston sports
I don't know. I would be like, who are you and what have you done with my Daniel?
All right. I like it, Dan.
Okay.
I like it a lot.
I'm hyped.
We'll bring it to the people at some point.
We could give it to Dana Farber. That might be an idea. That's where my wife was treated.
There's myriad places it could go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
Dana right. Farber's incredible.
Kennedy's Venmo.
We did it once.
No. I canceled my Venmo yesterday.
Yeah, we're not doing it anymore.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.